91X News.
It's 1 degree and clear. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. A police SWAT team has a home surrounded near the community of Killam, southeast of Edmonton, after two Mounties were shot last night. Police are still trying to find out whether the suspects are inside the home. They say they expect the situation to be resolved soon. The officers involved in yesterday's shooting are expected to recover from abdominal wounds after successful surgery.
Well, they both underwent surgery last night, successful surgery. Their condition is considered stable right now, and they are expected to recover.
There will be a prayer service Friday evening for victims of the crash that killed 11 people near Stratford. The non-denominational service, organized by the Diocese of London, will be held in Stratford at St. Joseph Catholic Church. The diocese says the service is for victims of the crash and their families, as well as to recognize emergency personnel. 10 migrant workers in a van and a truck driver died when the truck broadsided the van Monday afternoon in Hampstead. The results of the 2011 census were released today. While the growth rate across the country rose 5.9%, things stayed rather pedestrian closer to home. Belleville's rate rose 1.3%. Well, Quinney West rose by 0.9%. Quinney West Mayor John Williams offered his thoughts on the numbers.
If you've seen what's happening overall, there's been a drop in population in Ontario where people have been going more west. And obviously in our area, they're staying here. So maybe we're going against the trend for the rest of Ontario, which I think speaks highly for us.
A federally appointed panel says there's effectively no First Nations education system in Canada. Panel Chair Scott Haldane says there is only a patchwork of programs and initiatives. The panel released its report today with 5 recommendations for the federal government. Those include drafting new legislation, setting up a commission to oversee First Nations education, and ensuring adequate funding for the schooling of Aboriginal peoples. The Supreme Court will begin hearing arguments today concerning the obligations of those infected with the virus that causes AIDS. At issue is whether it's a crime for people with HIV to keep their condition from their sexual partners if the risk of transmission is low. The justices will hear appeals that involved a man living in Manitoba and a Quebec woman who's had their cases overturned. The Vatican sex crimes prosecutor has warned bishops that they must follow the church's laws and standards on dealing with priests who sexually abuse children or face possible church sanctions for negligence. Charles Shikulana says the church has a duty to cooperate with the civil authorities in their fight against abuse.
I was moved to say, after hearing the extraordinary and courageous witness, Marie Collins, from yesterday, that when I say cooperation, I mean full cooperation.
That's 91X News to 101. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
I'm Dan Canatero with sports. The University of Michigan has given permission to the athletic director, Dave Brandon, to seek a contract with the NHL for the 2013 Winter Classic. A special meeting Wednesday to discuss renting the Michigan Stadium to the league for the yearly event. The teams participating in what has become the most popular regular season game of the year are the Toronto Maple Leafs and Michigan's own Detroit Red Wings. Michigan Stadium will likely draw the biggest crowd the NHL has ever seen for the event. It's a light schedule in the NHL today, with only 2 Canadian teams in action. First, the Edmonton Oilers will look to break the Red Wings' 17-game home winning streak, as they have not lost at Joe Louis Arena since November 3rd. NHL's career backup, Joey McDonald, will get the start, as regular starter Jimmy Howard is healing from a broken finger. Next, Mika Kiprusoff is only one victory shy from becoming 27th all-time in the NHL goalie history with at least 300 regular season wins, but it will be tough, as he will have to get it done in the Shark Tank in San Jose. The Sharks have won their last 5 meetings with the Flames. Buffalo will visit Boston Garden to take on the Behemoths, the Dino Chara, and the reigning Stanley Cup champs. Hurricanes are also on the road in Anaheim. In other news, the Trenton Golden Hawks and Coburg Cougars are in action tonight, and there's a great chance the game could decide the winner of the Eastern Division. Puck drop is 7:30. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91XFM. That's sports. Here's John Boldrick with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries this morning and clearing around noon. Temperature steady near zero. Tonight, clear with a low of -5. Thursday, sunny with a high of +2. It's 1 degree. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero, 91X, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.